It's about standard of living and social protection. In 2018, 17.1% of people living in St Kitts and Nevis lived in poverty. 42% of them are children under the age of 14. Families with children living in poverty have four or more children, and many are female-headed households. Can you tell us what social protection measures are in place to make sure that subsistent livelihoods is provided to these families and to make sure that they can face any crises or shocks? It seems that there are many social welfare programs in St. Kitts and Nevis for children and families. Do you have some targeting program to particularly focus on vulnerable groups? And is there any coordination between these different programs? Is there a coordination mechanism for all of these social welfare programs? What can you tell us in addition to the social welfare minimum standard and how this is implemented, ensuring that children and those who are in need have access to basic social services? And let me follow on from a question already asked by my colleague Merz Harris. What is the situation with the adoption of the social protection policy, which has been in the pipeline, it appears, since 2018? Thank you.
Thank you. And I'll give the floor to Faith Marshall Harris.
Thank you, Chair.